my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the late night convo with me, your girl, Tony. I thank everybody for listening to my podcast and tuning in. I didn't expect a lot of people to listen to my podcast, but I thank you guys so much for tuning in. This really means a lot to me. And I hope everybody is enjoying themselves as well as they listen to my podcast. If you know anybody that you think would like to share, if you have any groups that's on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, if you just want to share my podcast, feel free to. I do not mind. And as always, if you would like to leave a voice message to me, you can send it. You never know. You might be on my next segment. So the topic that we are talking about today is mostly just forgiving others. Of course, my son is up. Forgiving others and forgetting the life that you lived in the past. So I often wonder, like, what makes people, you know, cling on to old hurt. I know for me, it's something that I've gotten over. I'm not the type to hold on to things. It's just not, it's not my forte. I can't hold on to the past because it only eats me up. So I'm really big on forgiving and just moving on. I do, however, had a big problem with only one time, and that was, you know, a recent incident with my house being broken into, and later figuring out that it was my own best friend. And so that really impacted me a lot, because I would never thought that would be somebody that would do something like that, you know. So it took me a minute, a while, to honestly get over that and forgive her internally, because I had to honestly forgive her for myself, because I was angry. I was very angry, very angry. But then on top of that, I was just like, you know what? What is it going to make? The difference going to make of you being angry? Like, is that helping you sleep at night? No, it's not. And I often realize that a lot of people don't realize, when you're angry at someone for a long period of time, it's not helping nobody. It's not helping you. It's not helping them. They're sleeping at night while you're still in your feels. And it sucks, because, you know, who's to say you didn't do anything wrong, but you're left with the baggage. That's why it's so important to just forgive the situation and just heal within yourself. My best friend, she always told me, you know, Tony, if you never get that apology, don't look for it. You forgive and apologize to yourself, because you will heal for yourself, for your own wounds. And that meant so much to me, because it helped me understand a lot of things. But also, it's just important that, you know, you just forgive. I know that it sounds easier said than done, but if you forgive, it'll let go a lot of baggage and a lot of carrying of weight that you have. Like, I'll forgive anybody in a heartbeat. Why? Because it helps me better at night knowing that I forgave somebody, you know? Now, do they forgive me? I don't know. I don't really care at this point. But I do know that I forgave them, so I'm okay with myself, you know? And that's what I would like for all you guys to do now. Think about the person that you are still holding a grudge on. But also think of the ways that you can release that grudge and forgive them. It's not that you have to talk to them to forgive them. Sometimes you just can't do that. But you can talk to the person that's in your head and forgive them as well. Because even though there might be an image, you can still forgive somebody spiritually and move on to bigger and better things. That's why a lot of people don't get their blessings, because they still harping on the past. We got to stop harping on the past and start bracing ourselves for the future. And the first step into embracing our future is forgiving the past. Because in order to get where you need to go, you have to acknowledge that your past was actually a lesson for you to learn. And I know I keep talking about lessons, but a lot of people are not getting the fact that you have to go through lessons to understand what you're going through. So this late night convo is actually going to be pretty short. But I hope that everybody understands that, you know, it's okay to forgive. It's okay. And just have a peaceful moment within you and God. But with that being said, I hope everybody has a blessed night. Thank you, peace, love, and prosperity. And you are tuning in to the Smooth Spirits Radio with me, Tony. Have a good night.